Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you. Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Intro has been Frankenstein together. Bob is in. Well, I know you can't say where. Bob is in a very not internet friendly place because the internet is crazy where you're at.
I'm in a hotel and my internet is wild, but you know what? We're here. We're filming. We're here and we are here and it's going down. It's popping off.
Allegedly. But
this is a much better connection. I'm very, very happy with what we have going on now. I am playing the Charger Tango. Do you ever do that? Where you take
Charger
one device,
Tango.
where you unplug one device and then charge the other one and you go back and forth. Have you never had to do that before? Will you leave with like one charger?
No, bitch. When I go, I have my little electric sack I bring that has like all the things.
So I have this thing next to my bed at me and Jacob's place, and I also have one next to my bed at me and Ezra's place. It is this mat. Well, at me and Jacob's place, I have this mat that you just put your phone on and you put your earbuds on, and it charges them overnight. And then at Ezra's place, I have this little stand where I can put my phone, my earbuds, and my watch and charge them all together. And I tried to buy one here, but I went to Walmart. It was the wrong one. It wasn't working. So my little laptop charger is charging every device I own right now. Like my headphones, my phone, my computer, my iPad. But there is always one day where I don't have something.
You are really living that life out there, girl.
Well, I went down to I went down there to Walmart to buy one, but it was the wrong one. So I was like, girl, you know what?
Wait,
honestly,
you bought the wrong one or they only had the wrong one available?
They only had the wrong one available. So it said it would charge my stuff, but it did not. And then I got back and I was like, the lie detector determined that was a lie.
So one would say you have a few resentments of your on this most recent trip you're on right now. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, resentments against Walmart.
I mean, everyone should resent Walmart. They're fucking crazy.
Monet, I tweeted out something a while back that got a lot of backlash, and what? I didn't really mind the backlash. I tweeted out, I said, if it seems like I am resentful, it was something about white people. I tweeted that out. but I can't remember.
Like, the sentiment being that you have resentments against white people? Against white people?
Yeah, the resentment, the tweet was that I resent white people.
I mean, and that's fair and that's valid. A lot of people, they get really mad when we, like when I posted, oh, the thing recently when you were like, Monet keeps her house white people cold. Someone had, about three or four people DM me. They were like, why do y'all always make everything black and white? And like, why you guys always have to make anything about race? And I really don't like that. I'm like, well, bitch, it's not for you to like. Then don't listen.
Were they white people?
I honestly didn't check. I just saw the message. I was like, this is stupid. And I didn't look at the profile pictures.
I mean, that is, when people come to the podcast and be like, I don't like this. I'm like, bitch, no one is like, this is not the vaccine. There's no mandate. You don't have to listen to this fucking podcast. You don't have to listen to this podcast. And especially folks who are just stumbling across it on YouTube and listen to it for free on the internet. I'm like, y'all niggas not even patrons. It's like when people tell us, there's a couple people in our reviews saying they don't like to use the N-word. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Nigga, shut. If you don't like when I use the N-word, I'm talking to you specifically. Nigga, shut the fuck up and resent me.
Oh, you and I had a good idea. Monique Hart was at my house the other day, and I was on the phone with Bob, and she came over, and we were talking, and Bob was using the N-word, and then Monique doesn't like the N-word, and then...
Which is so crazy, because you're the one that told me she doesn't like it.
Bob, you know my memory is shot. Girl, I can't remember what I did yesterday. My memory's fucked up, and I know that about myself. I know I have a horrible memory. It's part of my identity, and it is what it
horrible.
Is. Whatever.
You ever heard Mateo go, it was horrible. But he always says it's horrible.
Because he's where he in New Yorker. That motherfucker is from Chicago. Bitch, you from Chicago. Stay there.
I don't think Mateo thinks he's... I think horrible is a Midwest thing.
Mateo considers himself a New Yorker.
I also consider myself a New Yorker when I was living in New York City for 12 years, but I don't think I have a New York accent. I don't think Mateo knows he has a Chicago accent. It's like a Midwest Chicago thing. I think they say horrible in Chicago. Oh, this is horrible.
That sounds very Bostonian, very New York to me.
Well, Boston and New York do not sound the same.
They don't sound the same, but they are similar. They are very close parallels to Boston and New York, for sure.
Well, I think the north part of America, this whole northeast corner, northeast corner is have very, like, it's like I feel like a Georgian will know the difference between a Texas accent and a Georgia accent.
Oh, yeah.
And even Louisiana accents has like notes of this like Creole, yeah, baby. But it's also country. But you know, like in Boston, like Tyler, get out of the car and come over here and tell me the ba ba ba.
Bitch, what? Okay, I have to get into the suite. Bob said, in all seriousness, if it ever seems like I have anger and resentment toward white people, that's only because I have anger and resentment toward white people. and then I didn't see this. Then Asia O'Hara said, wait, isn't your boyfriend white?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah, that was Asia O'Hara's like.
Ooh! And Bob said he's certainly not exempt. He's certainly not exempt. And he tweeted a picture of Jacob.
Also, Asia doesn't like when I call white people out. Like, she hates it. Like, she does not. I do not know. And she's always, like, trying to, like, catch me. And, like she's going to get me. And, like, ha-ha, your boyfriend's white. And I'm like, yeah, one of my boyfriends is white. And like, I don't think I could date a white person who didn't understand that America has a inherent systemic problem with racism. And if I was dating a white person who was like, I think America's great, I think white people as a whole are just kind of really nailing it right now.
Yeah, no,
I would have, I would have a very hard time dating that person. I know that a friend of mine was dating a guy.
What about a black person that thought that?
I would have a hard time with that too. Right. I would have a very, okay, here are the things I would have a hard time dating. A Christian, like a devout, not even devout, a person who believes they will die, meet Jesus, and go to heaven, I can't date you. It's a wrap. We cannot, I'm telling you, I can't date a Christian, I cannot date a Muslim, I cannot date a Jewish person who is like deeply, like, if you are of one of the three main Judeo-Christian religions, and you are like serious about it, like if you're Catholic, you're like, oh no, I'm actually eating the body of Christ, we can't fuck with each other. I have nothing to, we cannot share a life. We can't.
Right. Yeah.
Could you?
I could not vote a devout Christian. I could date someone who believes that God is a thing and like, but not someone involved in organized religion, or someone who goes to church every Sunday, or someone, like you said, who eats the body of Christ. I'm like, I'm eating Jesus's body. I mean, that's crazy. But if you believe in a higher power and you believe and you're agnostic in that way, of course I could date you for sure. Because I'm like, just like I choose not to believe, it's your right to believe that. And I could date someone like that for sure.
I think it's everyone's right to believe it, but it's also my right to be like, I'm not dating you. You know what I mean?
And you like my shirt? Isn't the shirt so cute?
You little chocolate nuts. Chocolate peanuts.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
To everyone who's listening, who's not watching right now.
No. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Them niggas need to, if y'all want to see the motherfucking shirt, you get the Patreon. Y'all niggas don't know what the fuck I got on.
So you're saying everyone who's not a patron is a nigga? Wow.
Yeah. And that's on her.
I have resentments against Christianity, too. I got to be honest.
Oh, for sure. I have a lot of resentments towards Christianity because it's how I grew up. And it is a big contributor to my fucking emotional fuck-up-sy. So,
When I met you, I remember you used to be like, Bob, please. Not, but I would be saying my anti-Christian stuff, and I'd be like, nigga, do you agree or not? And you'd be like, you know, I've been this way for a while. I've been getting more vocal.
You weren't as vocal about it. Well, when I first met you, like, you had your beliefs about Christianity, but if people don't believe whatever, I've never been like, I can't be friends with them. But over the years, you have definitely turned up the dial on the anti-Christianity. You have definitely have.
I agree. I agree with that. But I remember one day asking you if Jesus was your Lord and Savior, and you did not have an answer for me. You were like, you know, it's like we're on speaking terms. We cool. We definitely cool. That's for sure. We cool.
What why do you think you will ever reconcile with your Christian resentment?
No, because I think that Christianity would have to stop harming the black community and the queer community first, especially the black community.
And that ain't happening.
That's not gonna happen anytime soon. So I have a hard time. But you know, I was in Monet's phone, which fell over, so I was acting like I was falling. Anyway, so I don't think I will. And I think that like my thing with Christianity is, in my mind, I'm like, this is not real. Like, this just didn't happen. And if it is real, I'll hate it even more. Like, if it is real, I'll be like, I'm not hanging out with y'all niggas in heaven. I don't want to hang out with y'all. I know
so
hell is
burn gonna, in a
I
lake know of hell's, fire and brimstone.
I know hell's gonna be shit. I know. But like, does hanging? Okay, hear me out. Let's say the conservative Christians are right. Do you want to be around them for eternity? Like, let's say they're right. Are those the people you want to hang out with for eternity? I don't mean like for the rest of your life, longer than your life. Let's say they're right about the gays, and let's say they're right about you know, all this stuff. Who will you be hanging out with in heaven?
Well, that's the thing, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's a valid point. I ain't trying to eat lunch with them niggas. No,
like, girl, hell is about to be poppin'. We're about to lose so many listeners.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions. Allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Oh my God. How do you normally deal with resentments? Not with Christianity, but like with friends. Like, well, okay, have you ever resented a friend? Like, for real? Is there a friend that you have that you like resented?
Yes. You and I have a common friend that I resented for a really long time, and I don't know if I've stopped.
Ooh.
We don't need to name names on the podcast one day. We do not need to name names on our
podcast. No, we do. We're just gonna, oh, so you forgot the mantra. Say their name.
Well,
say
we will bleep their... it, but it's.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yes, I had a very big resentment against him for a very long time.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I've told, this is not a secret. I've told you this.
I know, but
I've told him. I've told you. I've told everyone in the friend group.
Wait, but do you still resent him to this day?
Not really. We're just not. It's just weird because we're not really like. I mean, everyone. He's gonna know now. But anyway, whatever. We're just not friends like we used to be. Like, we used to be like inseparable. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Yeah.
And we never really reconciled our friendship. We just kind of
moved on and like, okay. Anyway, that happened. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, child, anyway, so, like, we Nicki Minaj'd it. Like, it was, like, big boobs. What? Child, anyway, so, and we really just kind of moved on, and we really just more or less just live separate lives now, but we have hung out, you know, we went and had dinner a while back, and we've hung out with you.
Yeah.
And we still have, you know, obviously a lot of friends in common, because our circles were so intertwined.
Our
Venn diagram was basically one circle.
Yeah, I actively hang out with them very often.
I know.
do you resent me because I'm good friends with them?
I really don't resent them anymore, and I actually like we've hung out a few times, and I've enjoyed hanging out, and I mean, they're so funny and really talented and just a great cheerleader and a really nice person. And like, it was really great. I think about all the great memories that I had with them and them like just being like just having so much fun and laughing and like crying and all that stuff. So
you guys guessed it. It's Patty. Yes, it's Patty.
Have I ever resented Patty? Let me think. Have I ever resented Patty? No, I mean, no, that's not true. One time I was mad at, I mean, I don't think I resented, but I was mad at Patty one time. It was so annoying. Why? Patty was being so, because I was sending out a group text to everyone in the group to get together. This was pre-pandemic. And I said, let's all hang out and play video games. Because me and Monet are both in town. This is very rare. So everyone came over and we all played video games. And then everyone in the group plays video games except for Patty. Okay? So we're all playing video games, which we all sent in the text. Everyone's like, yes, we're going to play. So we were playing. And then at one point, Patty was like, what, are we just going to sit here and play video games? Do you remember this, Jacob? Jacob was like, Patty was like, are we just going to sit here and play video games all night? And we were like, yes, Patty. That was literally that was the plan the whole time. The whole time, the plan was to just sit here and play video games. And you knew this. And now you're like, ugh, you guys are playing video games. And he was like on his phone and just looked up and was like, you guys going to play video games all day? Whatever.
Well, okay, how are you going to resent Patty for that? So you have invited Patty to your home to hang out.
I said a tiny slight resentment. I mean, Patty, so, I love
okay,
Patty.
How are you going to be mad about it or whatever when you are forcing Patty to engage in something? But because Patty wants to hang out, but we could have,
how did I force Patty to do anything?
Because it's a group text and it was right before the pandemic. Like you just said, it was a rare occurrence that we were in town. So Patty obviously really wanted to be there. So I feel like as a friend group, we could have done a better job of including Patty in the activity.
So let me get this clear. You think I forced Patty to hang out with us while we played video games?
You did not force Patty, but you sent
a text message.
You sent a text message to the group inviting Patty to your home to do. You invited Patty to your home to do an activity that you know that he doesn't do. That's like me being like, guys, me and Bob in town. Everybody, let's come over to my house and let's smoke weed. And then you're like, then Bob, you would come.
You know what? I wouldn't come. I have been invited to hang out with people and do drugs. And you know what I do? I say, no, thank you. I will pass.
Had it been me, I would not include you. But you included Patty in the message. So he's but like, also, well, I really so, want
to
be there.
So the other option is, let's just not hang out with Patty. Let's send a group text to everyone but Patty. The group text we have, I'm going to send a new group text, Patty excluded, and say, hey, guys, y'all want to hang out? And then Patty finds out we're all hanging out. And that is shady.
Now, if I was doing a thing with smoking weed, I would not include you in the text. I would literally do another text because I know there is no way on earth you'd want to hang out and do that.
Bob, I get invited to drink and do drugs all the time. I am a drag queen, Monet. I get invited to drink and do drugs every day.
I almost said the person's name. The manager. We're not talking about things like that. I'm saying like your close friends. If everyone in the friend group smoke weed, and I know you don't, I would not even include you in that because I feel like that'll be. I feel like that's even rude to do. If someone is sober,
smoking weed is different. You can't be in a room with people unless they're like eating edibles or doing some vapor thing. If people are in a room smoking weed, you can't be in that room and not be high. That is a different story. Now, people haven't, you, Monet Exchange, you have invited me to your home where you've been drinking. You and your friends have been drinking. You've invited me to events where people are drinking. You know I don't drink. I've never been to your house where you cracked open some beer and started drinking.
Yes, I had that, but it was not like a party of everyone. I have never invited you to a party. First of all, I never invited you to a function at my home where it's like a drinking, smoking. I have never done that. I've never invited you to a party. People are just drinking at my house. Yes, you have come to my house and I have had alcohol, but I never like, guys, we're having a kegger. Bob, you want to come over? I have never done that, and I never would. Okay,
there's a difference in having a kegger. If you have an event where everyone's drinking and I'm usually the only one not drinking. Monet, will you stop talking and let me say it? I have been to your home and everyone's been drinking except me. That has happened. Me, you, what? Pixie, Jasmine Rice, when you were giving away
Jasmine
all your,
Rice does not drink.
When you were giving away, well, me and Jasmine were drinking, you were giving away your jewelry. You were giving away some jewelry or something. And all y'all were cracking up and money. It's not a bad thing, but y'all were all drinking.
No, it's not all. Maybe, first of all, you know this. Pixie does drink. Pixie not
I didn't say she was trash. No one was trashed. You are right, adding, okay. You're sprinkling in marijuana, trash, wasted, keggers. I never said any of that stuff. This is all words different. You just said. I've never said any of that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When I was giving jewelry away, it was, yeah, you, Jasmine Rice, Pixie, and myself. Maybe Jacob may have come with you. Maybe I was drinking some wine or a beer or Truly or something, and Pixie may have had half a Truly. It wasn't like a party where people were, this was a game night. We're having a game night. A game night is different than people come to my house to give them jewelry array, and I have a cocktail. That's not the same thing.
So in your opinion, I should have just done a separate text without Patty and not invited him to anything.
I'm saying we know notoriously Patty has never played with video games.
Answer that question.
Hold on. I mean, let me say what I'm saying. We know Patty has never, there's never been a moment, Patty has never played video games with us ever. Patty does not enjoy that. He doesn't like that. So I think inviting Patty to a game night of video games is a little like, well, you're inviting me to something that you know I don't do.
Patty has hung out with us while we play video games, so it's not like Patty's never been around
and
while we play video games.
He always bitches. He always bitches and complains.
So the answer to the question is, you think I should have made a completely separate group text without Patty, and even though on this rare case we're all in town, we should have just had a separate group text and not invited Patty. Is that what you're saying?
Sure, if you were going to build resentment that he got an attitude, yes.
Okay,
if that
you're really lingering on resentment. It was like, this is annoying that Patty's doing that. I keep saying it was a tiny...
I keep saying it was
a tiny little moment. I'm not mad at Patty, but I was like, wow, that is a weird thing to do. Me and Patty are not fighting. We're not enemies. I'm going to reiterate, because you like to sprinkle in stuff. I'm not mad at... I remember thinking to myself, you knew this was a video game thing. It was in the text. You agreed to come. You said you hang out. And then as soon as he showed up, he was like, ugh, why are we playing video games? And somehow you made it that I'm the rude one. I'm gagged.
I'm destroyed. We're talking about resentments and grudges, and you felt some type of way enough to bring it up. So obviously there's some type of feeling that you felt then. I'm just saying, to avoid those feelings, just not even have him come. So you don't ever
I'm just gagged that you think I've done something rude. That is so crazy. You have turned this into like Bob did something to Patty. That is so wild. You're like, it's rude to even invite him. So what did you say then? I want to interrupt. Tell me what you said while I grab my water.
I said it 19 times. I was saying if this action that Patty did caused you to bring it up in our
what you said about me forcing Patty and making him bibbity bop.
I'll give you my whole point to you, so I'm very clear. I'm saying this behavior Patty exhibited on that day caused you to bring him up on the resentment and grudges episode, I would say maybe just not even having come, so you don't ever have to have those feelings. That's all I'm saying.
If only I would have had the foresight to know that Patty was going to be annoyed and that we were going to have a resentment and grudges episode 2 years down the line. Sure, Monet.
Well,
if
Patty
only
every
I
time,
had that foresight.
Every time Patty happens to be, we're all hanging out and we end up playing games at the end, Patty is always rolling his eyes on his phone, scoffing like, ugh, this is constant behavior of Patty's.
Well, I'm just intrigued that you're like, it's a Bob thing. Bob, I'm just so weird, intrigued at how you twisted that into me doing something nefarious and shady. That is wild to me.
How long can you hold a grudge, Roberta?
I don't typically really hold grudges. I'm trying to think about someone I've had a grudge.
Is it a sober thing? I think I hear a lot of sober people say that. Because when you correct me if I'm wrong, when you become sober, like part of the steps or part of the tenets is that you face your grudges or you like reconcile any of those like feelings, right?
No, that's not one of the steps, no.
Oh. Well, isn't it something like that or something akin to something similar to that?
I mean, we talk about grudges and resentments a lot in the program, but it's not one of the steps, no.
Work.
And I mean, I would say, if I have one person in my life that I've really held a grudge with for a very long time, and it's my father. Besides Frank Pridgett, I don't really have a lot of grudges, to be honest.
Work.
Outside of that, I'm trying to think about anyone that I'm like really like. Like, I mean, I will say that I don't like, sometimes I don't fuck with people, but I think everyone doesn't, I'm like, my mother believes in giving everyone 1,000 opportunities. You do me wrong, and then 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 do me wrong, that's my mom. I don't believe in that, but same. I don't personally align that with a grudge. I align that with like, okay, now I just know more about you.
Yeah. I can hold grudges pretty long. Well, not a grudge. Like, is that Taylor thing, like, if you did me wrong, I'm like, I will never forget that action that you did to me. We can be friends afterwards and we can be cordial and whatever, but I'll never forget that behavior that you did, because if you did it once, you can do it again.
But can you forgive them?
forgive them. Yeah, I can forgive them, but I will never forget that action.
Can you forgive anybody?
Can I forgive anybody?
Yeah, can you forgive the guy that scammed you and
No, because that is a pattern of behavior that he's been doing for probably almost a decade now. And so that is in his nature. He is an evil person.
Work. Has Tizlarm ever talked about it? You talk about it with Tizlarm?
We laugh about it now.
You should tell them what we're talking about, the people who don't know.
Yeah, so I have talked about him on the podcast before, but when I was up and coming in New York City, this like scammer guy, he like saw me out in the street and he invited me to lunch. My friend Tizlarm, who has danced for Bob and I on our Super Memory tour, y'all see me post him a lot. Very beautiful, tall black man. He's so sexy. Ugh. Anyway, so he like scammed us into having we had lunch with him, and he ran up this huge tab. Like he's like drinking, ordering all this food, and he just dips out on the check. And then Tizlarm and I end up being arrested for it because they think that we're trying to like scam the restaurant. They call us niggas, all kind of crazy shit. Come to find out, he has been doing this to like people all over Hell's Kitchen, up in Washington Heights, all over the place. Like it's like he's a mess.
And you don't think you ever give him, even if he like changed?
No, I don't. I don't fuck that nigga. I don't know him.
I mean, you don't know if he might. Maybe he'll cross your life one day. I don't think you. I don't. You think? Also, just for the record, I don't think that forgiveness is something that people have to do. I don't think everyone deserves forgiveness. I don't think everyone has to forgive people. I don't believe in that. I do think that forgiveness is good for you. And I do think that, what is this cat doing?
Bob, continue. I'm listening to you. why are you so?
You know what? Let's talk about grudges. This is the grudge I need to talk about. Me and Colleen.
You get so bothered by Colleen. I'm very, and you have these weird emotions. Like, you'll be fine for a couple weeks, and one day you're like, what the fuck is wrong with this fucking hair, kind of hairless bitch? What the fuck is wrong with it? Like, what is this deal? What is going on with you and Colleen? What is the problem?
Okay, two things. One, you know I don't like cats. So, you've known this about me since before you ever got this cat.
On record, like, that you like Colleen. You have said that on this podcast, for sure.
Well, as Colleen grows up, she's changing. And as she changes, my opinion changes.
Oh my God, you spin, to quote, I don't know who, you spin my head right round. I am.
It's Pitbull.
No, it's not Pitbull. Boy.
Isn't you spin my head right? Mr. Worldwide, well, he has a version of it in Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he does it in a song.
What is this resentment towards Colleen? Why do you resent Colleen?
Okay, first of all, she does stuff like claw at me, which I don't care for particularly. She grabs my clothes. She has scratched me several times. You know what? More than two means several. She has scratched me enough times that I am not comfortable. I'll put you this way. Colleen scratched me more times than I've scratched you. And I've known you for almost 9 years. Okay,
but she you give me several black and blues. I feel like I'm fucking Tina Turner with this motherfucker.
And then she also like, we're just recording and she's like eating fucking tissue and like pulling at the cords and like, I'm like, this cat is driving me crazy.
And well, maybe you and Colleen can address some of these grudges. Partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were over eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they served millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Have you ever seen the movie The Grudge?
I have seen The Grudge, and it's pretty good.
It wasn't good. I was in high school, I think, when it came out, and I remember, like, kind of what it was about. I know it's a girl on the TV with long hair, but I don't remember what ended up happening.
There's a tape, and if you watch the tape, you'll die in 7 days.
Right. And how do you die? The girl comes out from the thing and, like, kills you?
You know, you just end up just, like, die. Like, the girl comes out and she, like, looks at you, basically, or it comes near you. It doesn't show what she does to you. But you just end up with your face, like open and wet. And you end up wet with, like, a crazy face. And there's this guy trying to, like, break the curse so he doesn't die in 7 days.
No, it's a woman. I know it's a woman.
Oh, is it a woman? That's probably true. I haven't seen it in a long time. Oh, am I? Oh, I am confusing The Grudge with The Ring. because there was a girl with long hair in both movies, right?
What I'm noticing something why are they making women be these, like, evil sirens that come and kill people? Why is it women? Why could it be some dude that was coming out of the TV?
I think there's a lot of men who kill people in movies. In movies. Freddy, Jason, Mike Myers. I mean, how many more women can you name that are the scary people in movies besides The Ring and The Grudge?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, the girl from The Grudge, here to get Monet.
As soon as I was talking about scary shit, I'm like, scary shit happened in my house. Colleen tries to get into the bathtub, so she's like trying to thing on the glass door, but it sounded like someone was jiggling my front door, like downstairs. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
So you have a grudge against Colleen for scaring you.
my favorite thing about The Grudge is that they parodied it in Scary Movie 3. Remember when the girl comes out the TV and Brenda fights her?
That's The Ring.
Is that The Ring?
Now I don't think I remember The Grudge. I've seen it, but I don't remember it. I know it's a girl with long hair.
The Grudge is
the Asian girl with long hair, right?
She's the one. What the fuck did Yuha do on season 10? Was that The Grudge or The Ring?
Bitch, I don't know anymore. I'm so confused. I think she was The Grudge.
Our producer Jacob is watching a scramble. He's like, they'll get it.
Jacob is like, I'm not helping you hoes a little bit, even a little bit.
The Grudge is the Asian girl who comes out. Yuha did The Grudge. She is like the, like, she kind of contorts herself.
With the long hair.
Yes. Girl, and it came out in 2004. Oh my God, that means I was 14, which means I was in 8th grade? 9th grade?
Wow. I graduated high school. That was the year I started college.
Oh, damn, you all, nigga. Damn.
Have you seen that video of Kevin Hart interviewing someone, and he goes, I'm 56. He goes, damn! I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I saw that. Kevin Hart, he's funny. He is funny. Okay, if someone has wronged you, what's the best way for them to make amends with you?
You better read that question as if you're reading it. Don't even make it sound natural. You better read it. If someone has wronged you, what is the best way for them to make amends?
Also, we're not. I don't know what you're doing. Are we hiding from the listeners that we have prompts? I don't think that.
It's not about hiding,
Monet.
It's not about hiding. Monet, you always act like something is hiding. I remember one time you were joking that gluing your wig down was faking it one day. You were so you are so wild. It's about making it flow into the conversation. So I would be like,
I think it flowed.
No, you. If somebody has fucked you, you, what was the you, best way
you for take them to everything make everything too extreme? You make everything so extreme. You know that's not how we're ready. You are so fucking extra. Monet,
I have to go back and watch that video of you doing your book report about.
First of all, that's how much you don't even listen to the podcast, Tamar. We didn't have videos back then. That's when we was being crazy, and we didn't have no videos.
I have to go back and listen. It was so good. You were really, that was, I remember like, I was crying.
Bitch, what's the way to make amends with you?
It depends on what it is. You have to give me an example of something someone's done. I can say how to make amends on it.
Okay, let's say I come to your house. You're out of town. You and Jacob are out of town, and I ask you to stay at your place. You're like, you know what, Moni, you come to town, you can stay at my place. But mm-hmm. when I leave your place like a mess. It's just a mess. I did not leave it how you left it, and it's really not cool. And I don't acknowledge it. I don't tell you anything. And when you tell me, I'm like, no, I did it. And it, whatever. Because of the interaction, we're not as tight of friends anymore. Because it really upset you that I did it, that I fucked up your place, and I didn't apologize. I didn't fix it. Nothing.
I think if you fucked up my place, it wouldn't upset me so much that you fucked it up. But if you, I would ask for you to apologize for doing it. I would ask you to fix it in a timely manner. But
I didn't do anything wrong. What do you mean? I left it how I had it. This is how it was when I came here.
Then it sounds like me and you might not be able to make amends. If you can't see that what you did was wrong, and I'm telling you why it was wrong and what you should do to make it wrong, and you're like, I don't see that. I think we're done. We can't make it. If you can't see why
the friendship is over.
If you cannot see why that's wrong, then we can't make amends. If you're just like, I didn't do anything.
But I didn't do anything. What do you mean? Well, show me. Is there any, like, how did you leave
okay,
it
so,
then?
Okay, so I'll say this. Did you notice that when you came here, the refrigerator was working? It worked.
It was not very cold. So I don't know if it was working or not, but your refrigerator was not cold.
And also, the curtains in the content room have been, they're not up, they're down, and one of the boards is broken, and a few of the clips are missing.
Well, in my defense, when I pulled it, it just came down. So I think it was done, it wasn't hung properly. So, yes, it's kind of my fault. But you pulled it. Yeah. Yes, it's kind of my fault, but if you would have put it, like, properly, you told me I could use your content room, so the fact that you didn't install it properly, it may have fallen out under my watch, but it's kind of, you contributed to it.
So my question is, so you don't see anything wrong with breaking, you left my fridge open, which I think, like, I'm not a technician, but I think it, like, the Freon is empty or something, it was overworking, and the fridge is no longer cooling off my food, and the curtains, one of these curtains is just completely pulled down and broken, and the guest bathroom, the one in the middle, the half bath, the toilet doesn't flush anymore, and you don't see anything wrong with any of this.
Well, first of all, the toilet is black, so I can't even verify that there was water in the fucking toilet when I got here. So let's talk about that.
All right. Well, you can see the water, but let me phrase that. I can see the water. Maybe which is weird because I wear glasses, and I know you have 20/20 vision. So I'm assuming that if I can see it, you can see it.
Oh, yeah, girl.
But if you can't see that those things are a problem, then I guess we're going to have to figure out how to reconcile this in the future. Because if you don't see it as anything wrong, and you're not willing to make any amends, you're not willing to get my toilet fixed, get me a new fridge, or get my fridge fixed, and get my curtains fixed in the timely manner, we're going to have a problem.
Well, let me tell you, I know Bob would be so hot. Bob would be so hot that I would not acknowledge those things. I'm like, Monet, you came to my house and the thing was there. Monet, Bob, that
Monet,
would be you.
You have only seen me scream at like two people as long as I've known you. Like, in the almost
Bob,
9 years
that
of
was
friendship.
Not screaming. That was not screaming. That was not screaming. That was raising your voice. And Bob, you talk. Bob, I don't think you realize how often you speak passionately. When you speak, Jacob, am I crazy? When you speak passionately, Bob,
I speak passionately.
You slap your hand in your fist. You slap your hand in your fist. And you're like, bitch, what day? Monet, the curtain was down, Monet.
I know that I speak passionately. You don't have to convince me. I'm on your team. I know I speak passionately. I believe you. You do not have to convince me at all. I'm a very passionate person. But I'm not like yelling at you.
Yes, I'm not. You raise your, I mean, you have raised your voice. And what I'm doing is what you've done on this podcast, where you speak very loudly and passionately. And you want to sink that point in. And I think you would do that because you would be so flabbergasted that I would not admit what I did wrong to your home.
Yeah, I mean, if it came to like property damage, I think that we would really have to, I would have to really take a step back and evaluate our friendship. For example, here's a great example. I got my car wrapped. My car is now black. It used to be white. It is now black. And I let Ezra borrow my car and he scratched it. There's like a little scratch in the back. And I was like, hey, babe, my car, like I lent you the car and it's scratched now. And then Ezra was like, I apologize. I will figure out how to pay for that. And I said, thank you. That was all I wanted. I did not want him to pay for it. I just wanted to know that he was like, it happened in my care. I accept that and I will get it taken care of. Turns out the guy who wrapped the car for me was like, oh, I'll just fix it. It's great. I don't worry. He likes me as a customer. So it didn't even come to that. But knowing that he was willing to pay for it, that was amends enough for me.
Got it.
How about you? Well, let's say I come to your house and you ask me to stay at your house for a week and you come back, Colleen's dead.
Oh my God.
And I'm covered in blood. You come home and I'm covered in blood. What do we do now?
I am calling the police. I don't even think you can call the police for animals. I'm calling the police on you.
Did you even ask me how it happened? Did you even take a second to ask me what happened?
No, well, the police can help us figure it out together.
I think you need to, you're not going to give me the grace and the dignity to ask me what happened.
The fact that I'm coming home after a week and you're covered in blood and I,
why don't you ask me right now what happened?
You have not, the fact that you did not call me and text me immediately is already a red flag. So you know
what? I'm covered in blood, meaning this clearly just happened. It didn't happen 2 days ago when I sat around your house in blood. You are walking in the door and I am covered in blood.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that. I thought that
You thought I was just hanging out in blood? Just like,
yeah. In my mind, you had a psychotic break and you were just sitting on my couch covered in Colleen's blood and her carcass
was
just on the floor.
So why don't you ask me what happened? Why don't you ask me?
What happened?
Okay, so you know how you told me to let Colleen go out on the porch sometime, right? Colleen was walking on the little balcony that she walks on, and she fell off. When she fell to the bottom, she got into a fight with a bobcat. And actually, there was a bobcat in the neighborhood. So I run downstairs with the Roomba, because it was the only thing I could grab, and I am fighting the bobcat. Me and Colleen are both fighting this bobcat together. And then I get Colleen in the house. We beat the thing off. I throw it into the dumpster and close the lid. And me and Colleen, I grab Colleen and we're running. She is meowing everywhere. There's blood all over the place. I close the door behind me. And me and Colleen are both like panting. And then Colleen looks at me and starts foaming at the mouth because she has rabies, because bobcats carry rabies. Colleen is now attacking me. Like she will not. So I am trying everything in my power to get her off of me. She will not stop attacking me. I have now wrapped her in a blanket so she will stop scratching me. And I don't know if she succumbed to the attacks from the bobcat or if she suffocated. But in the midst of all that, she died. And then you walked to the front door.
I'm calling the cops. I'm calling the cops. I'm calling the cops because I can't believe that you let her fall off the balcony. So I feel like you need to take some ownership of that.
You told me to let her go to the balcony. You said let her go out there. She likes going on the balcony.
And all the time she's gone out on the balcony when I'm there, she has never fallen off. So what did you do to have her fall off the balcony this time?
What do you think, I pushed her or something? She just slipped.
I mean, you have resentment towards her. You have been there is documented proof of how nasty you have been to Colleen on this podcast, in lives, on the Patreon. So, and to me, there is something fishy going on, and I don't believe you. I feel like you have done something to have Colleen be dead in this current moment.
I think Colleen also has a sponsorship with Truly. She had a couple little sips when she got out there, hopped up on the thing, was a little tipsy, and slipped over and fell. I've also shown several times in this podcast that I like Colleen, that I love her.
Like her. Like you said, you grow and change. As Colleen's gotten older, the resentment has been on a steady incline of her. So I think you chose this moment so that you would never have to deal with Colleen ever again. Well, you chose a weak moment when I was gone to get her dead. And I want the cops involved, because if there is ocular proof that you had Colleen, that you hired a fucking bobcat hit cat to fucking kill my cat, I want you to be persecuted by the fullest extent of the law.
Period.
Well, I am completely comfortable with you calling the cops. I know that you have cameras in your home. You will see that I have not done anything to Colleen. You can check my text. There is no text between me and any cats. I don't fuck with cats in general. I would have hired a dog, first of all. Okay? Not a cat. But how can I make amends to you now? What are my amends?
I don't even know what my amends would be. I would be so distraught. I don't know if getting a new cat.
I put my life on the line to fight this bobcat for Colleen.
Your life, it's a bobcat. It's maybe a little bigger than a fucking Pomeranian. You'll be fine.
Bobcats have rabies.
And so do you.
Yeah, but maybe now, because I fought for Colleen's life.
I don't know what the amends would be. I'm like, I don't know. Getting a new cat seems like so crazy. Like, oh, one dies, get a new one. I don't want a new cat. I don't want your money. And I genuinely don't know how you can make amends to me. I don't know.
How you thought I'm getting irritated.
I'm getting really mad even thinking about it, because I feel
how
like
how you gonna make amends to me? I
owe you amends.
What, you called the cops on me. I risked my life to fight for your cat. Your cat started attacking me. All this stuff. And I was doing a favor for you, watching your little cat.
I find it very funny how in this situation.
Your hairless cat. Your hairless cat.
How I had to end up making amends to Bob. Like, I'm the victim here, but now I have to make amends to you. Interesting.
Your cat attacked me.
Because you let her get rabies and get crazy.
So should I have not let her go on the porch or what? Should I let her go on the porch or not?
You shouldn't have. I didn't ask
you.
But you
told me. You said.
With me. I didn't ask you to do that.
No, you said let Colleen go on the porch. You said she likes going out there. Let her go outside on the porch.
I never said that in my house instructions. I never said that. I said Colleen goes on the porch.
Yes,
I never
said that. You said out loud, feed her this at this time, change her litter box at this time, and let her go out on the porch and get sun. You said those words. So now what are you going to do?
I think you misinterpreted what I said.
Well, you remember the conversation we had about improv-ing earlier? She's back in the house.
Well, I flipped it. I flipped it. I didn't say that because that. And you were like, no, yes, you did. I'm like, well, now I got to go with it.
Well, you had to go with it the first time I said it. As soon as you introduced it, it is now a fact in the
but
world.
It's always yes and or no but. I was like, no but, da 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 da. You were like,
no but. There's no but. It's always yes and. There's no but. No but is the opposite of yes and. No but is the worst thing to do in improv. In improv, no but. But is now, literally the worst thing you can do.
Okay, let's play it again. Let's say you said
call your friend Cecily Strong. She'll tell you. She'll say no. But is literally the worst thing to do in improv.
No, say what you said. Let me show you how no but will work. Go ahead about the.
Go okay. Ahead. Yes, you told me to let her. You said feed her at this time. You said change her litter boxes often and let her go out on the porch and get sun.
No, but you're not supposed to do it on Mondays. You did it on Mondays. Mondays is when the bobcat comes out. So if you really listen intently, I said not on Mondays. And that was the Mondays is the day you did it.
Monet, you can't know, but no but is the opposite of yes and. No, Monet, in the rules of improv, no but is the death of a scene.
No.
Here's what you can do. You know, but look at you. Try it on me. I am now Monet. You're Bob. I'm gonna tell you how to yes and the situation. You ready?
In the instructions, you said she can go out. You said feed her, clothe her, and put her on the patio.
Yes, and I didn't say she could fall off the patio. You should still be watching her. I did not say let her go on the patio and then wander to the next room and read a book. I asked you to watch my cat, which means literally be in the house and watch the cat. That's the yes and.
Well, y'all can comment below. Y'all can comment below if the no but worked and yes, the yes and worked. But I think the no but works as well. Y'all can comment below. Do y'all think the no but worked in this situation? Yes or no, bitch.
No but does not work. You are so wild. Who is someone that you forgave who really did you dirty? Like someone who you can remember forgiving someone who you were like this. Because let me tell you right now. So I don't know if you ever heard this expression. Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping someone else dies.
Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping someone else dies.
Because resentment, it really is bad for you. I can say honestly, earnestly, my resentment for my father is not good for me. It has caused me nothing but hurt and pain my whole life.
Well, how do you heal from that?
I do not have the answer to that question. I wish I could just be really chill about it. And the way my mom is, I wish I could just be like, that's just Frank. That's just Frank.
Do you think meeting him and having a conversation would help a lot of that?
Because of the patterns that he's exhibited in my life, I don't think that he's capable of... The thing, here's the thing. It also involves drugs and alcohol. So, like, when I've never seen my father drunk or high. I've never seen my father take a sip of anything in my life. Mm-hmm. But when he is in that state, he's just a different person because of how, like, he doesn't call me. He doesn't reach out to me. He will call with, like, a scam. My father tried to scam me probably, like, 3 or 4 times. He successfully done it a few times. And tried to scam me probably, like, 3 or 4 times in my life. Like, literally run a scam on me.
Crazy.
So I don't think that my father can make amends to me. Maybe if he can facilitate me meeting my little brother, who I've never met before. Mm-hmm. If he can start to be there for Caleb and, like, be a part of his life, mm-hmm. and right all of the wrongs that he did not do with me.
So, like, almost like you'll be getting amends by you see him actively trying to make your sibling's life better the way that he wasn't there for you.
Yes. If my father can make things better for Caleb, then I will start to believe that he's doing it for real. I mean, Caleb is now, oh my God, how old is Caleb? Jesus Christ. I don't even know how old he is. I was 21 when he was born. I am 35 now.
Ooh, so that means he's
14.
14. No, 24. No, yeah, 14.
So, and the thing is, like, he's about to be, in 3 years, my little brother will be grown. It is so crazy, and I keep counting down the days to, like, when I get to meet my brother. So I'm going to have to wait until he's grown because his mother doesn't want me to meet him.
Yeah.
Because she's afraid that I'm going to somehow connect him with my father. Like, she thinks that me and Frank are, like, kicking it and, like, it's your boy Bob and Frank kicking it in. Thinking, no.
Yeah.
So, because she's, and I don't even know, like, the fact that this woman is this afraid of my father, I don't even know what the fuck he was up to.
Right. I was just about to say, I was like, she probably has some experiences where she's, like, she's genuinely probably terrified that you would do that and it'll fuck up her kid.
And I don't know my father to be a violent or a dangerous person. I know him to be shady, but he did allude to me one time that he had done something dangerous. And
like to her?
To someone else, and which is why he went to prison the last time. Or I don't even know it was the last time. I don't know. He might be in prison right now for all I fucking know. But that is why
Oh my God, are you crying?
No, I just saw this powder puff, and I was like, I wanted to try to put it in the corner of my eye. Because it seems good for corners. But I can see why, like, I was crying. I can see that. no. I mean, but I think that if Frank were making amends toward Caleb and was able to facilitate and help us meet each other, mm-hmm. that would prove it to me.
Yeah. I honestly can't think off the top of my head who I resent. I don't.
I mean, speaking of parents, you don't resent nobody?
I mean, June, but again, and maybe it's just like I'm like fucked up, but I generally don't even think about her. Like, when I hear her name, I'm not like.
The month?
Right. I'm not like, okay. I'm like, she literally is a non-factor in my life. So she doesn't try to talk to me or call me. So I'm cool. Like, I'm like, okay, girl, whatever. I don't care about you.
I would love to be there. I would love to be like, child, whatever. Honey. Girl, I am that. She is. That is not where I am at all. I am, like, annoyed thinking about my dad out there. Just like, if I know he's smiling, it annoys the shit out of me. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you got to smile about?
Why the fuck are you smiling? Well, on that same token, because June has another kid. The kid is, like, 3 years old or four years old now. And she's, like, apparently being a really good mother to him. So, good for him and her. But my young... I have a younger brother, Marley, who is, like... He's, like, in and out of jail because of his fucked up parents, because of her and his dad. He's, like...
How have you never told me this?
Really?
You've never told me this. I know about your brother who works for the system. And I know about...
Not the system.
But I don't know about this though.
Yeah, Marley, and he's like in and out of prison in Milwaukee because his parents are fucked up. That's like, you know, and I'm just so grateful that I got an escape and I was able to, you know, not fall down that path because of fucked up parents. But yeah, he's like, she really fucked him up. So I feel more so I feel bad for him. I'm like, fuck, dude. And I don't know how to help. Yeah. And it's like a whole thing.
I mean, it's not really your job to help, but I can understand why you want to, because you're like, damn it. Like, yeah. I feel responsible in some capacity, but also it's not your duty to help. Like that's the yeah. job of parents, and you're not a parent. I mean, you got this badass cat that you like act like an asshole, but besides that, you're not a parent. Do you at all resent white people at all?
Even oh, like yeah, for sure. Yes.
And like and when I say white people, it's like it's not about individual white, it's white people as an institution.
Right, right, for sure. Like something it's like whiteness. See, like it's just like yeah, like to see when I see like whiteness flourish, because I realize the reason why whiteness is able to be what it is today and flourish how it is at the detriment of every other being, you know what I mean? It's like there was this whole thing I saw it on Twitter. I don't know how true it is, but it's like this like these folks are like, we need to steal our things back from the UK. Like, we need to go to these motherfucking museums and all these artifacts that they stole from Asia, Africa, India, whatever it is. We want our stuff back. And then it's like this whole thing. They're like, well, you can't have it back. He's like, well, you stole it. So you stole it from us, and now we know that you stole it. Everyone is aware, and we all agree that you stole our shit, but now we can't take it back. So like stuff like that drives me insane.
It's because they have more power, and they have weapons yeah. and guns and lawyers and this and that to crumble us. And you know, like, for example, when I see a bunch of white people together just laughing, I'm like, what the fuck y'all niggas laughing about? I'm like, what the fuck are y'all laughing about? I hate seeing groups of white people laughing. I don't know what they're laughing about, but it feels like it's shady. I'm like, stop fucking laughing.
Yeah.
Stop honestly, laughing right the fuck now.
And if I'm being really honest, like, anytime I've dated someone outside of my race, I've always been weird, because I'm like, I always, like, what I thought, you know, was that I would, when I was, like, young, I would, like, marry, like, a black person, and, like, I want to have that experience. And then anytime I would date someone who was not black, I'm like, not betraying my race, but I'm like, what am I saying with this? Like, and again, love is love, right? You don't choose who you love. It happens, and you date, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I always felt weird dating outside my race. So I was like, I want to show a beautiful blackness. And when I'm not doing that, I feel like I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's something I still think about.
Honestly. I feel like my existence is showing beautiful blackness, and I don't have to show my beautiful blackness by dating a black person. That is not like, I don't think that dating a white person diminishes my blackness in any shape, form, or fact. There is no one on this planet who can diminish my blackness. It's literally not possible.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. But it's also growing up, like in my it's like how we grew up in my community and in the Caribbean. And it's just like something that was not a big part, but it's something that was definitely talked about a lot. Like something like when everyone thought I was straight and whatever, middle school, high school, whatever, they're like, if she can't use your... Did they say this in the South?
I know. Of course I know the saying. If she can't use your comb, you can't bring her home. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's something that they used to say to me all the time. So I was so self-conscious about thinking people who were not black were even attractive. And I was like,
The saying, if she can't use your comb, you can't bring her home is extremely problematic. We do not talk about it enough in the black community. That is really problematic, and I think that the notion of insinuating that interracial couples are a problem is really detrimental, especially to people who are mixed race, who are the products of parents who are different races.
For sure. But you know, these are all things, kind of like religion. These are things that we grew up with, and I've had to but I actually think about it all the time, because it's like they thump it into you, and they like, from the time you're fucking this big, Colleen size.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a whole episode about interracial dating.
I think we should have an interracial couple.
Maybe we will. I know a guy. you know, I mean, as you know, As you know, I've only ever dated two people in my life. I've dated Jacob and Ezra, and I have a boyfriend who's white and a boyfriend who's Mexican, and or brown. Mexican is not a race, but he's just a brown person. And I have I don't have any experience outside of that, so I don't except for I did have girlfriends when I was very young, and all my girlfriends were black. But I do think I was really young, and those relationships were just, it wasn't like, me and Keisha were not like you and the guy who were slanging.
It was Keisha, Latanya, and Nikki, and Rover, and Gunther.
It was Keisha and what was her name?
Tiana? Tiani.
No, oh my God, her name is
Tamala.
Keisha and Tisha.
Tisha.
It was Keisha and Tisha. But me and Keisha or Tisha were not like you and the guy who was slinging rocks and giving out rings. Y'all were on some college level shit when you were in middle school. That is crazy to me. Some notebook shit in middle school.
That was like my first relationship. Yeah. We weren't calling it a relationship, but it was that was like my first relationship, and it was like, but you know, and coincidentally, Bob, it was around the time I started reading the fucking Coldest Winter Ever. So I thought that that's what relationships were had to be.
Was he black?
Yeah.
And were you in love?
I was 12. I didn't know what love was, but if you asked me then, I would probably say yes.
Interesting.
But now looking back, absolutely not.
I was also not in love with Keisha or Tisha, but I was in high school. Well, me and Keisha were also in college as well. But maybe that's beyond our next topic: interracial dating. That's gonna light the internet up, girl.
I think for a guest we could have Trixie and her partner.
Dating someone who's white and off white. They're a mixed couple. One is white and one is offensively white. All right. Well, I love you very much, and we'll talk to you all later.
I'm happy that you got happier in the episode. It makes me very good.
I wasn't upset. I was annoyed because we were having a problem with the internet.
I'm just poking at you, Bob. Oh, God. Here we go.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.